Ah, yes. That was Ace by Celestial Navigation. One of our favorites from VanFest.
That was really good.
Yeah.
I really dug the feeling of that.
Uh-huh.
It was for singing.
It was a sight to behold.
It definitely was. So again, picture if you will, there's a dude with this billowing vape pen and this gal is playing keyboards while she's singing. Meanwhile, she has this apparatus where she's got a violin crooked under her shoulder. Yep. So she can kind of switch off between playing keyboard and playing violin.
Whoa.
And then, during the violin-y parts, she would walk out into the crowd and would basically serenade us with some sweet violin.
Damn, dude.
It was sweet.
It was great.
And totally different from everything else we saw.
Absolutely. Yeah. See, and again, that's what I love about VanFest so much, mm-hmm. is that, everything's just so different. We've got some straight up punk coming up, some dirty sludgy punk. I didn't forget about you. We still got it.
Yeah,
favorite.
But yeah, we had some nerdcore. We had some hip hop, sad indie girl. All kinds of stuff. I mean, all of the stuffs. So if I haven't yet, I would definitely recommend that you check out VanFest. That is the second weekend of August.
Plus, it goes to a great cause, all the proceeds.
Absolutely. Well, and
the Maple Valley Food Bank, right?
Yeah.
You got it.
Yeah. That's awesome.
It's so great. But you know what else is awesome?
What?
Slumber Party.
Yes!
I got my gym jams on.
Yay! All right, so the Slumber Party, I have a box of questions. Shout out to News Baron Corbin, who's doing ASMR on Snapchat. Oh,
you sound just like him.
I kind of do, too. Yeah, homeboy needs to get his life in order.
All right. Sending a Danica weird Snapchat.
I know, right? It's like, stop it.
Call out Corbin.
Yeah. Or call us at 253-833-5004.
Shameless plug.
Yep. So let's get into the Slumber Party here. So the Slumber Party is a game that we play around 11 o'clock every Monday night. And basically, I get my box of questions. And the Slumber Party box of questions is guaranteed to make each guest the talk of the party.
Okay.
Get the 411 on all your BFFs.
Oh, man.
I'm ready.
Fun questions to ask each other that will keep your party from being a snore. So have some pizza, make some popcorn, and play the Slumber Party box of questions, and get ready to LOL.
Let's do this.
Which is hilarious because you guys had an actual slumber party.
We had 5 days of just hanging out.
Yeah.
So what did you guys do during said slumber parties? Did you guys give each other makeovers and watch Brad Pitt movies?
A little bit, actually.
Wow.
I did a Danica's hair for VanFest.
Nice.
And it was on point, too. Well done.
Thanks, man.
But you watched how many High School Musical movies?
Two. Because the third one wasn't on Netflix. Andrea knows all the choreography, by the way.
I kind of do, yeah.
Wow. That's really impressive.
It's one of my many super attractive qualities.
I
put
have
that
to
on a resume.
Right?
Yeah.
Can't beat that with a stizzy. Oh, man. Oh, all right. So our question for the evening, because we got a couple more things we need to get to. Our question for the evening for the slumber party, if you were given $1 million, what would you do with it?
Ooh.
Let's start with Mickey.
Ooh, that's a hard question.
Now, what would you do with $1 million?
I would probably buy an island and I would build a house on there.
Nice.
And then I would build a bridge from that island to the shore that I can walk on. And then I would buy a million dogs. Maybe not a million, but a lot of dogs.
That's a lot of dogs.
At least 20 dogs of varying sizes and cuteness levels. And then I would probably build my dream home underwater. I mean, you can do all that for $1 million, right?
Sure. Totally. That's exactly what you can do with $1,000,000 2016.
I don't know, man. Like a regular house will go for like $1,000,000 in Seattle.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Really?
And that's not like an undersea James Bond villain hideaway.
It's just like a regular house.
Can I just have like a really nice house with a lot of dogs then?
Yes.
Is that an achievable dream?
That seems doable.
Okay, cool. Okay, I'm changing my answer to just a regular house with lots of dogs.
Sweet.
Oh, man, I didn't know we were going by like $2016.
Yeah, that's
ooh.
A 10. A plus.
That's not a 10. That's like a 2.
So how about you, Danica? What if you were given $1 million, what would you do with it?
Well.
Ooh. Okay.
I think I would definitely go with the buy myself a house route as well. You know, got to do adult things.
Yeah.
I also want a bunch of dogs.
Yeah.
And I don't know, maybe go on like a nice little vacation.
Dude, we should just live together and just have the same big house and then have the same dogs.
Who else wants to be our roomie?
Me.
Okay.
Then we'd have $3 million to spend together.
See, there it is.
Put your money together.
That's like a lot of money.
Exactly.
That is a lot of money. That's
also stocks. We could invest in stocks.
Yeah.
We could.
Oh, man. You guys are just straight up adulting now. That's
don't
crazy.
Forget, we got to set up a grocery fund.
Oh, man.
How about you, Mike? Or actually, Andrea.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, how
more?
About you, Andrea?
Well, I've always said if I got a bunch of money, I would first try to help some people out, like people in the family.
Oh, no, I'm selfish.
Grandparents could use a new car.
Yeah, they could.
I think I would do that first because I don't think it would cost too much. I mean, out of $1 million, like I could give some people some cash.
Yeah.
But then the rest, that's when it gets to all the cool stuff.
Yep.
From
yeah.
Definitely a shopping spree.
Yeah.
Oh,
let's
yeah.
Go.
Very typical girl in that. In
oh,
that
I just go buy everything in IKEA because that place is like Disneyland to me.
And then build someone or
hire someone.
Yeah, hire someone to build it all. Because I'd be too rich for that.
That's hilarious. And I have breaking news from Twitter.
Oh.
Kat writes in and says, "Tell them I said they're adorable," meaning you guys.
Aww.
Yeah, you guys in the booth there. Oh, it was when we were, when you guys, actually all three of you guys, when you were dancing to Future Shock earlier.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, that video is available on our Twitter, and people think that they're...
I forgot about that.
Because I'm like, dance! Dance!
Dance
for the Instagrams!
For the tweeters.
Oh, man, thanks, Kat. Heart you. Miss you.
Miss you.
Aw.
She's not dead.
Oh, no.
The death toll is catastrophic.
I'll see.
Sign up for Journalism 110 and you can die too.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, no.
I don't know what
that was the one I could find more quickly, but stand by. I've got more.
Oh, no.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Fun with sound effects.
The death toll is catastrophic.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Let me see. And
this song right now.
Sad Hulk. And then what else do I got here? I've got, by God, he's dead.
Sounds she's like not actually dramatic. Dead.
Right, because, by God, it looks like he's risen from the grave.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, so we're gonna turn down the Sad Hulk there, and I'm gonna stop it with the sound effects. So as for me, if I was given $1 million, and what I would do with it, well, I inspired by everything that I've been involved with here at KGRG, I would start myself a media empire.
Oh,
that'd be dope.
Yeah, I need to find myself a plot of land to have a fest. And I'd start myself like a little pirate radio station and a record label. I'd be like Mad Radio Records, and it would be, and then we'd have Mad Fest.
That would be amazing.
And I would get a Mad Fest tattoo.
Yes,
right on your cheek.
Did you see those people that had van tattoos?
There's like yes. seven people that have tattoos.
17 in total, actually.
Oh, yeah.
17.
Oh, my God. Van are you
says,
serious?
Yes. Van said that if you get a tattoo of his name and or face, he will pay for it. So people are just getting free tattoos.
Let's go.
No.
I don't know what to make of that.
I'll get a really small one.
Yeah. We were going to get like a best friend tattoo and like my arm said Van and her arm said Wolf and it's going to be a heart and we're going to put them together.
Yeah.
By your powers combined.
Yes.
Oh, that's...
My old roommate got the first Van Wolf tattoo.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's a story for another day.
It definitely is. So I think we need to move on, but after the break... I think we'll play another VanFest song.
Yeah.
And then we'll talk more about some of the exciting things that
actually,
we... Yes.
Corey tweeted at us.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
And we got some sponge core. Because he heard all the core stuff from Is It Real or Is It Fake? And then we got some sponge core.
And Andrea has never heard sponge core.
Well, this will be a first for me, too.
It's, So, sponge core is a staple of the buzz. So,
it's
like
magical time.
Yeah. So,
that
Mickey,
I love.
You know how like we play Black Canary or the Mary Janes or any of
Married with Sea Monsters.
Well, yeah, or you know Kirby Crackle or things that you know are distinctively ours. You know, it's like our show. And Cork and the Buzz plays sponge core a lot, and basically. I don't know if I can even explain it. I think it's something that just has to be heard to be believed.
Oh, yeah.
It's beautiful.
Okay.
So, what is the name of the SpongeCore track?
Right Where I Want You.
Okay. Oh, and one last thing before you play that, because I realize now we're not going to get back to it. If you want to learn more about SpongeCore, because you're going to want to. This is going to blow your hair back.
You're going
to
be excited.
We'll tweet it
already.
Corey did a interview with the man behind the SpongeCore.
Really?
Yeah, that's on the Buzz page in the on-demand section of KGRG.com.
Yes,
it's it's also on their SoundCloud page. Maybe we could put that out there also if we're thinking about it. But anyway, yeah, it's an experience.
Let's have it.
So let's experience it.
Good afternoon, sir. Could we interest you in some... chocolate?
Chocolate? Did you say chocolate?
Yes, sir! With or without nuts?
Chocolate? Chocolate! 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 Chocolate!
Now that I've got you right where I want you!
I've been trying to catch you boys all day!
I'd like to buy all your chocolate.
Thank you for your patronage.
What's all that yelling? You just can't wait for me to die, can you? What are they selling?
Chocolate!
What are they selling?
Chocolate!
Hello! Young lady, what's all that yelling? We're selling chocolate. We're selling chocolate. What? Is your mother home?
Chocolate! information on music, ticket giveaways, and more, visit KGRG.com. This is Today's Rock on 89.9 KGRG.
This fall on November 30th, Emporium presents Pennywise at Showbox Soto. I walk down my street, you stay me home in the eye. With special guests Strung Out and Unwritten Law, Pennywise will be playing the punk rock classic album About Time in full on this tour, the band's breakthrough album. KGRG has your tickets. Be sure to tune in and keep up on our Twitter at KGRGFM for ticket giveaway information. And don't miss out on seeing this classic punk rock band, Pennywise, November 30th at Showbox Soto.
I'm a volunteer at United Way. I'm asking people around the neighborhood what they think this place needs.
Wi-Fi everywhere.
More playgrounds.
Oh, more ice cream trucks.
I was thinking more money in the pockets of local families come tax time.
Can I change my answer?
I was just kidding about the ice cream.
When it comes to getting better tax refunds into the hands of local families, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Do you or a scout you know need to earn a badge? Let KGRG help. Contact programming at KGRG.com for information on how to schedule an interactive experience with a KGRG personality and a member of KGRG management. Groups will get a behind-the-scenes look of two professionally run radio stations and learn all about what it takes to be a broadcaster in one of the biggest markets in the country. To sign up your scout troop, contact programming at KGRG.com. That's programming at KGRG.com or visit the Contact Us tab on KGRG.com.
Hey, this is Austin Getz from Turnover. You're listening to 89.9 KGRG.
Here's Big O, one of our favorites from BAMFest. On Mike and Mickey After Dark, 89.9 KGRG FM.
Where I've always wanted to be, the guy that you can get to know, wanted to be the guy whom you can share.
It's music, you guys. It's music.
It's music.
Oh, fantastic.
It's music. Shout out to the bassist. There's one part where she, like, just started jumping around with her bass. I thought it was so cool.
Totally.
Her name was Amanda. Super pretty, super nice.
Mm-hmm.
She had luxurious hair.
She did.
Definitely. So that was Big O. That was... again, one of the acts that I had been looking forward to because, again, I saw him last year. Now, last year, he played on the far right-hand stage, which this year was Stage Against the Machine, the one where...
Stage Against the Machine.
Yeah, where LaMolo and Letters and Beige Radio and those folks played in, like, the middle of the day at, like, 2.
Yeah.
This year, he got a prime spot playing right before MC Lars on the Tyler Hadley Memorial Stage, which is basically the middle, largest, most, I guess if there was a quote-unquote main stage, that would be it. Big O has been one of those groups that I've had the hardest time describing. Yeah. Because basically, it's in-your-face... spoken word punk rock hip hop type thing.
It's kind of like a Rage Against the Machine sort of thing.
Yeah.
Turn the microphone. Hey, Andrea. Turn your microphone.
I thought it was there on.
Oh, the microphone was off? Oh, that was the Oh, that's hilarious.
What?
You're hilarious.
I don't know what just happened.
Me neither, but it was awesome.
But what I was saying is it was kind of a Rage Against the Machine sort of thing.
Very much so. Very aggressive.
Yeah, like, yeah, rapping, but kind of a little funky there.
I was about it, though. Yeah. It was all about it.
Oh, yeah, dude. It was great. Why is Corbin require translation? What does that mean? What? See, this is what I get by trying to check my Instagram while I'm on the air. I'm going to write Corbin back and say, well, listen to the show if you need a translation.
What
is
Corbin?
Well, I think it was about when you were holding up a sign earlier.
Oh, and he's like, Corbin, it said, does that say crotch?
Okay. That's what it said. Because so I was really wondering. I was like, did he really just say that?
Yeah. So you were mentioning the other people in Big O's band. Talk about them a little bit. And their majestic manes.
Their majestic manes. So the first guy, we didn't know this guy was in a band. We just saw him around. Their drummer had a luxurious mane, afro combo, whatever you want to call it.
It sounds beautiful.
So we started to call him Samson, and I was like, man, that guy's name is probably Tyler or something. Like, right? We're just going around thinking his name is Samson. What if we meet him and we call him Samson? That'll be awkward.
He's like, my name is Josh.
Yeah, my name is Josh.
Something so boring and innocuous.
I forget what his real name actually is, and I feel kind of bad.
I'm embarrassed to say I don't remember.
We can look
either.
It up.
Yeah.
And like I was mentioning that bassist Amanda, she was super cool.
Yeah.
Shout out to Amanda.
Yeah, and there's a picture of all of us.
Yeah.
At the end on your Instagram.
Yeah, yes. Us, Big O, MC Lars, and Ash Wednesday, and Van.
The man himself.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. Of the fest of name.
Yes. impressive.
But no, I mean, that's one of the coolest things about VanFest, and Cork wrote about this in his blog, which is up on the front page of KGRG.com. You never know who's just hanging around. Basically, like, you guys remember Saxophone Lady?
Yes.
She was with a band called Falling Over. So, like, her band played way early at, like, 1 o'clock, and so after they played, she plays a mean saxophone, and basically she just spent the entire day hanging around and just rocking out to every band.
She was so cool.
She rocked out, man. She was feeling all the music.
And that's one of the coolest things about this festival is, like, you know, you go to, say, like, your Warped Tours or your larger festivals, and basically the bands are all big timers. You know, they come out, they do their set, and then they get back on their air-conditioned bus and go home.
Yeah.
These guys brought in, you know, everybody's driving their beat-up Ford Taurus, all DIY styly. And basically you get to the festival and you just hang.
Mm-hmm.
You just wander around, watch the stages, mingle. So within the crowd, it's hard to tell who's with bands or who's just civilians. And you got us crazy radio people mixed in there also.
Yep.
It's a mixed up awesome crowd, and and it's just awesome. And that kind of brings me back around to MC Lars a little bit, because basically, again, he and Ash Wednesday just hung around with us all day long.
They're so cool.
And one of the things, like, he was asking us which bands to see, and I told him, I go, you got
Sea Cats.
Yeah, Sea Cats, definitely. I got to ask him what he thought of Sea Cats if he stuck around and saw him. But I also told him he had to check out Big O. And
right.
He did, and he was bopping, and so.
And now they are, like, talking about going, like, and doing shows together, and.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, they hit it off.
Yeah, they hit it off, and I knew they would.
BFFs for life.
And yep. You know what? I'm gonna take just a smidgen of credit for that, because I was like, because, you know, I mean, being a fan of MC Lars's music, I kind of, you know, am familiar with that, and it's like, you will like this. And,
yeah.
And sure enough, yeah, was really into it. And I saw something on my Instagram earlier. Big O had actually reached out to me about maybe doing an interview. So I gave him the phone number here. We're going to be here for about another half hour or so. So if the phone rings, it might be Big O himself on the other side.
That would be so cool.
So, maybe. Yeah, I just want to throw that out there, because that could be an exciting possibility, and that also means he might be listening. So, shout out to that guy. So, let's see. So, I think, Andrea,
yes.
I think it's time for your favorite band of the night. What do you think?
Yes. Would you like me to speak about them just a little
Absolutely.
Bit?
Absolutely.
Sure. All right.
The floor is yours, because
Thank
I know
you.
Of all of the excitement that we had, this was the act where it clicked. You're like,
it was so exciting.
I mean, you could see her she just like clicked into place, and
yeah,
and like when they finished, you're like, you know, almost like grabbing my arm saying, go talk to those guys.
Yeah, I was like, well, because I work on KGRG1, your classic alternative. I don't really get to really promote the new people.
Right.
Since you were around, I thought, okay, this is your place. Please, please, please get these guys on air.
Absolutely.
And so we did talk about them. But so what they played, it to me just sounded like raw, like a punk straight out of like the 80s.
They're so
like
good.
Late 80s. I was getting kind of like almost like a Bad Brains kind of vibe.
Yep.
Yeah.
Minus the occasional reggae tones.
yeah, it got a little raga there for a sec. It was dope.
Like, it's hard to describe, but it sounded very similar to the kind of punk stuff that we play on KGRG1.
Yeah.
And so to hear new stuff that sounded like it just went through a time machine,
yep.
I really, really enjoyed it. There were people moshing to it.
They're so good.
I almost joined in. I mean, I'm a fragile flower, but...
Oh, that pit was a bit much for me. Like,
a lot.
Like, there were a lot of people that were jumping in it. That's when I took, like, two steps back. I'm like, whoa, buddy, because like you, I, too, am a fragile flower.
I do not have, you know, very good balance. I would have, if someone shoved me, I would have gone straight into the floor, and concert would have probably come to a stop or something.
Fantastic.
But no, it was definitely, it was just a lot of fun. It was just like some straight good old punk.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I really enjoyed it. I mean, I was kind of like bopping my head. I'm not really someone who gets into the music when it's not a huge crowd to hide myself in.
That's true.
But no, I really enjoyed them, and I think you guys will too.
Ooh.
Absolutely.
So we're going to be playing Dabs by Blotters.
Cool.
Yeah, and that's one of two songs that they, as a Danica, just dabs like she's Squidward over there. Anyway, yeah, so that's one of two songs that they have available on their Bandcamp.
Hopefully they have more.
Yeah, I'll keep looking.
Yeah.
And like I'll reach out to that one guy. I don't remember his name.
His sister got my phone number.
Aaron. His name was
Aaron. Oh, that's right. That's right. You totally connected with that lady. So we'll have to rekindle that. So anyway, there's two songs on their Bandcamp, and both are, as I would affectionately describe them, as crunchy. Crunchy in the best way possible.
Yes.
So yeah, so let's do some dabs, and then we'll take a break, and then we'll come back and close the show. Close out the show. What do you say?
Yep.
Do some dabs. Stop. Crunchy.
KGRG? Well, we have a brand new app now available on iTunes and Google Play Store. Just search KGRG.
Hey, America. We need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It's Cork from The Buzz, and I have just one question for you.
Have you had a six-pack this morning?
Every Wednesday through Friday at 7:50 a.m., Danica, Fivest, and I like to share a six-pack. Our top six list of things that are awesome and sometimes not so awesome, such as
the top six worst things you can do
on a first date. Well, number three, correcting her on the little things.
Oh my god.
What do you got for a six pack this morning?
Worst jobs for your health.
What is number one?
Dentists.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, huh. I have the top six list of sports you didn't know were sports. And then number one, which is my favorite, ultimate taser ball. So sit back, relax, and open up the six pack with the Buzz Morning Show. 6 to 9 a.m. every Wednesday through Friday on 89.9 KGRG FM. Or take us on the go with the on-demand section of the official KGRG FM app.
2016 is the 50th anniversary of Green River College, and as the celebration continues, Digital Radio Lab instructor, award-winning journalist, and KGRG alum Charlie Harger talks about the camaraderie that's inspired by our radio station.
You have basically the same environment inside the radio station here at KGRG that has been since the beginning. And what I mean by that is there is kind of this camaraderie. There's this group of students. You'll hang out at the radio station between classes. We have these old couches, probably haven't been changed since the 70s. We have a group of students who will just kind of come hang out, talk about radio, but more than that, just kind of talk about life. Some of those people you meet, you know, 20 years ago, you're still talking with them today, and you get to see their success as you move along as well.
Sign up for Journalism 120 with Charlie Harger by registering at greenriver.edu. Digital Radio Lab is taught every quarter of the year and covers pre-recorded voice tracking for KGRG One, your classic alternative, as well as podcasting. Share your favorite story or memory of Green River College at greenriver50th.org.
Hey, this is Nick from Knuckle Puck, and you're listening to KGRG 89.9 FM.
You're listening to Mike and Mickey After Dark, and coming up, this song I've got here, we're going to change the energy just a little bit as we get ready to wrap up the show, because it is getting towards the witching hour, so I thought we would learn to be like the Sleepwalker. Here is Sleepwalker by Beige Radio. Gonna set it up a little bit as we close out Mike and Mickey After Dark. We will be right back.
Plastic bags and skin.
Aw, so sleepy all of a sudden.
Yeah.
What up, girl?
This is 89.9 KGRG FM, and you have been listening to Mike and Mickey After Dark. I tell you what, it's been a really fun night, but as it gets ever closer to the witching hour, that means it's time for us to do like we do at this time every week.
Yeah. Shout it out loud. Yeah.
I know we can't see it on the radio, but just watching you girls dance in the newsroom just makes me so happy. Oh. And you guys taught me some really dope dance moves.
The fist punching one is what we do when we get pumped.
Yeah, yes. We just learned that that's what we both do when we get pumped. It was just a coincidence, a beautiful coincidence.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I don't know if any of our in our goofy dancing videos, if we've done any punching dance, but we should probably do that before we go home for the night because, yeah, so these two ding-a-lings are punch dancing and then they wrangled me into doing it. And then next thing I know, we're all like boots and cats and boots and cats.
When MC Lars was playing,
yeah,
me and Andrew started doing the punch dancing thing. And then these guys like across from us started doing it too. And I was like, we started a trend.
Yes. We did. So if like the punch dancing becomes a thing, yeah, thanks
we
us.
Started that.
Yep, totally.
And
own
us
it.
Getting pumped about like arts and crafts in a Fred Meyer because that's when we discovered it.
Oh god, you guys crack me up. All right, so before we go around the room and close out the night with closing thoughts, shout out to you listening to us, because without our listeners we'd just be talking to ourselves, and man, that's just awkward.
It's a little weird.
So awkward.
So Mickey, do you want to start us off with shout outs and closing thoughts?
Sure, I would love to. Closing thoughts, I wish I'd gone to BanFest. It sounds like an experience, but hopefully I can go next year.
Yes.
And I don't, like, oversleep, because I slept until, like, 3.
Which one? 3 o'clock comes twice.
3 p.m.
Whoa!
Well, yeah. shout out to Clams. I don't know if they're listening, but I love them. Shout out to Jay. I love them, too.
Aw.
I don't know who else could be listening. You're listening, and I really appreciate that. So
News Baron Corbin isn't listening because he's just too busy Instagramming and Snapchatting and whatnot. It's like, turn on a radio.
Oh, Cork too, and Kat.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm DJ Wild Dog is moving to a different time. I'm not sure when.
Okay.
But being DJ Wild Dog from midnight to 3 has really got my sleep schedule a little off, which is why I slept in till 3 p.m. So I will keep you all updated. But otherwise, tonight was really, really fun, you guys. I'm really happy that we got some cool guests up here.
Yeah,
thanks,
it was.
Thanks
oh,
for
shout
having
out,
us.
Shout out to Ricky, all the way up in the Japans.
Nice.
The Japans.
Yeah, he will
every
be
single one of them.
Yeah.
He will be back.
Like
not
all three.
Yeah, not next week, but the week after.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a calendar in front of me, so I don't know when that is exactly, but
it's in
soon.
September.
It's in September.
And I'll be gone.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So, Guestapalooza.
Woo!
We have a lot of fun during Guestapaloozas, and you guys are more than welcome to come up during that. So, as far as shout-outs and stuff, so Mickey, did we cover everything?
Yeah.
Cool. Very good. Thank you so much. Let's move on into the newsroom and closing thoughts, shout outs for the night, and stories we may not have told yet. Because I think we covered some of the highlights. I, you know, was going over my notes and I think we got kind of the majority of the groups we wanted to talk about.
I would like to give a shout out to the concession stands.
Yeah.
For their fantastic hot dogs.
They're so large and big and satisfying.
I mean, like cartoony size.
Oh yeah.
It was hilarious. So, like, at one point, it's getting to be nighttime, and they're like, we're going to go get some hot dogs. I'm like, okay, yeah, cool. I'll just sit here and eat this vegan burrito. And incidentally, I look forward to the vegan burritos every year. I'm not vegan. I don't eat vegan, but because TrevBot was talking so much, hyping up those vegan burritos so much, I had two this year. And would recommend, will eat again. Fantastic. But anyway, they come back with these hot dogs that probably as long as your forearm. I mean, it was just crazy.
That's actually for my size. Yeah, that's pretty accurate. Close.
And yeah, you just, you know, it's like, wow, you shovel that hot dog in your face hole. Just rom, 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 rom.
They're really good too.
Oh yeah, no, they were great. So, yeah. But yeah, keeping cold water, and they had, like PB&Js, little peanut butter and jelly sandwiches,
nice.
which I forgot to have one this time. I forgot.
And then we had our family trip to McDonald's.
Oh, that's right.
1 o'clock.
We all jumped into my little 2008 Honda Civic and
It's very specific.
Probably shouldn't have said that. Anyway.
Nice. It's all good.
I have a Hyundai Sonata. No.
That's not gold at all.
It's not gold. I don't even think it's gold. Anyway. Shout outs. Adanica, yeah. Who would you like to shout out
there
to?
You go.
I would like to shout out Mike and Mickey for having us on a show.
Oh, yes. Aw, thanks.
I'd like to shout out Kat, aka Thursday, and Corbin, because they've been Snapchatting me all night. Leave me alone. Just kidding, Thursday. I love you. Corbin, stop.
That's very specific.
Also, I want to shout out my Buzz fam, Fivest, and Cork. Gonna see you guys bright and early Wednesday morning, where you can check us out 6 to 9 a.m. right here on KGRG FM.
Nice. We actually have one more shout out because Luke did the thing that he does every Monday night and made a request at the last minute.
I got it.
Yeah.
Luke
yeah.
was also at VanFest.
Oh, yeah. Was he?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So he showed up right before Glacier Veins.
Oh, cool.
And he was just standing there in his sandals with no socks. Sand socks. I'll have you know.
Okay.
Then it was the four of us that were kicking it. And one of the bands that he was super excited about was Deer Park.
Mm. They were good.
They were super good. They played right before Future Shock.
Yeah.
And yeah, that was one where Luke was especially excited about that.
I remember when Future Shock went on, they're like, we are Future Shock. And so I was like, your sign says Deer Park.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
I think that was me.
Maybe.
Oh, you guys are out of control. This is amazing.
That was me, actually.
Illuminati confirmed.
Oh, no.
Collusion.
Exactly. So, okay. So, Adanka, you've talked about your show. You've talked about yes. that you're on the Buzz every Wednesday through Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. WTF right
yeah.
here on KGRG-FM.
We're also on another thing.
You're on another thing?
It's called KGRG-1, your classic alternative.
Nice. Do you have a shift on that?
No.
You totally should.
Oh, that's so sad.
I know. It's
she
like,
just
womp,
helped
womp.
Run it.
Into the ground.
Whoa.
Oh, no.
Shots fired. Oh, no.
Shots fired! Shots fired!
Of course.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, how about you, Miss KGRG1? Where, what's your deal, Andrea?
What is my deal? Well, I am...
I don't know. I'm.
What makes Andrea tick? Tell us more.
What makes me tick is being program director of KGRG1, your classic alternative.
Uh-huh.
It's been
tell me
it's
more.
Been a lot of fun. So you can, if you want to, you know, listen to your classic alternative, you know, listen to some Soundgarden, some Weezer, and some random stuff that would play on KGRG back in the day in the 90s.
Uh-huh.
You can listen to us on the TuneIn app.
Mm-hmm.
You can also listen to us on our app. Just our plain old KGRG1 app. It's on in the Google Play store. It's also in the Apple store.
Yeah.
So if you want to listen to some of that, you can go right there. You can also stream us online on KGRG1.com. Yep. Also, if you would like to be one of the air personalities.
There it is. I was waiting. I got my questions ready, but you're on a roll. You are over it. Sell it. Sell it.
So
preach would, the gospel of KGRG1.
I will. It is my message.
it is my message.
I get baptized in the name of KGRG1.
Exactly. I now have a new promotional idea.
Yes. I don't know if you can do that, but
I'm
going to
try.
Preach.
So if you want to be one of the air personalities, you know, do some air breaks on KGRG1, and you are maybe interested in pursuing, you know, your education a little farther, maybe, you can sign up for Journalism 120, and you will get to be on the air and be trained by yours truly.
And me.
Or Danica.
Her too.
Yep. And, you know, get to, you know, be on the radio. And it's all pre-recorded. So if you're nervous about that live on-air stuff, it's a good way to get some practice in. You can, you know, do an air break and delete it if you hate it.
Yeah.
And start over and, you know, still get to be on air. You also get to dabble into some podcasting with Charlie Harger.
Wow. WTF!
Podcasting is so hard right now.
You like podcast? You want to do one and not totally suck at it? I'm Mike Senpai Charlie Harger.
Oh my god!
Digital radio.
Perfect.
Charlie impression.
Yeah.
Like it's, have you thought about getting up on stage and doing that? Because
yes,
man.
So those are my little plugs slash
cool
shout outs. Shout out to you guys for letting us babble a lot. It's been a lot of fun.
That's kind of what we do. We're just babbling.
I like it.
Yeah, you're not gonna find a show like this anywhere else on KGRG. You know, Mike and Mickey After Dark is where the party is every Monday night from 9 to midnight.
I'm gonna have to join that party more often. I like it.
You're always invited.
Oh my goodness!
Absolutely, anytime.
My little heart is so full right now.
Very good. All righty. So as for shout outs for myself, and actually. My shout out will take the form of a story here as we conclude Mike and Mickey After Dark on 89.9 KGRG FM, KGRG FM HD1 Auburn, also broadcasting on K207 AP Sumner Lake Taps 89.3 FM. My biggest shout out of the night has to go to my apparently best friend in the world, Cuddles himself, Mr. MC Lars. Because it's funny, it's like I refer to him like we go back in the day or something like that. And it was so cool how he was like introducing himself to you guys. He's like, "What's your name? I'm Lars. What's your name? I'm Lars."
Yeah, like so you know cool. who you are.
Yeah, so
what
awesome.
A pure person.
Him and Ash
Too
Wednesday
good
are
world.
So adorable.
Yeah, that... It's funny, I follow them on Instagram, so they've been kind of like touring around the country. They went to the Grand Canyon and all that, and yeah, they're just freaking adorable.
The cutest things to ever happen.
And when they were doing their set, basically she's learned his songs. I mean, she's a rapper in her own right. She's in a band that I cannot say on the radio.
No.
maybe we'll tweet that out so we can make sure she and her band get a proper shout out. But get an FCC friendly name so I can plug you more. But anyway, no, they did their set kind of like they did his songs kind of as a duet, and it was the most adorable thing.
So cute.
And
I remember she was like running around with a mic cord, and he was like, "No, don't trip, babe." And he kept like untangling her.
Yeah,
it was so sweet.
Aww. He would follow her around and make sure that her wire wouldn't get
it was
caught
so
on a speaker.
Cute. Yeah. I was dying.
Yeah, it was great, and. I mean, played basically all of my favorite songs, which, you know, I mean, that kind of goes without saying. But I got to talk about this experience because it was just so fun. Basically, when they played Hot Topic Is Not Punk Rock, mm-hmm. what they did was they had us start the biggest circle pit in Van Fest history.
Yes.
So basically what we did was we sprinted from the stage that he was playing on and basically ran all the way around Royal Arch Park. So we
I was so confused when this started. I was like, yeah, I'm gonna run, I guess.
Yeah, so basically we, you know, like, so you guys have seen circle pits before, right?
Too, yeah,
right?
Yeah,
it's kind of
yeah.
like a mosh pit, except it's kind of like yeah. a tornado.
Yeah. yeah.
So this one was kind of the same thing, except you're covering distances. So we ran from the Tyler Hadley Memorial Stage, went all the way to Stage Against the Machine, and then back around again. We didn't quite make it to the Nicholas Stage, the fourth stage, but close, though. But basically did this biggest vortex, and then we were gassed. Oh, boy, howdy, was we tired. But I've seen MC Lars several times at this point, and that was probably the funnest set.
It was so fun. That was the first time I had seen them live.
Well, and they handed the mic to you several times, and you knew the words, man.
Really?
Mike was getting down.
Oh,
it
yeah.
Really was.
It was fantastic. And the fun part, the funnest part for me is, yeah, I enjoyed it, but the most satisfying part for me was watching you guys get into it and enjoying it. Because you guys kept looking at each other. It's like, oh, this is pretty cool.
Well, I knew some MC Lars, like, because
yeah.
we play them
yeah,
on the bus.
Yeah, because we play them, yeah.
And then, but, like, it was so different getting to see it live. It was so fun.
Yeah. I didn't really know about him, but when I heard Hot Topic, it sounded a bit familiar.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I remember Andrew at one point shouted, I love you!
Oh, yeah. And from the other side, he's like, I love you, too.
Yeah.
Are you serious? Are
yeah.
you serious? That's nice.
Oh, also, I gotta make one quick shout out
oh,
to
yeah,
the
please.
Guy with purple hair. You guys know what I'm talking about.
Yes,
oh,
the
yes!
The guy that, like, I thought sprained my ankle on accident.
Yeah.
Was this the person who was their lipstick matched their pants?
No. He was a big guy with purple
big
hair
oh, yes. yeah,
across
big guy.
The way. He was bumping and grinding. He was doing our punch dancing. He was like,
yeah.
he was really into it. He had the best moves of them all.
Oh, yeah.
Also, actually, now yeah. that I'm remembering, shout out to Spongy and Duff, who got
Spongy
engaged.
Spongy Duff, no, they got
oh,
married.
Oh, my God. You're, no, yeah, I think they
or
got
married?
Married, I guess.
It was a marriage.
It was a marriage that, yeah, we were basically, you know, witnesses to a marriage.
Yeah, so apparently MC Lars is an ordained minister.
What?
When I get married, I want MC Lars to be the minister. Just
yeah, because yeah, I couldn't tell if it was a proposal or a marriage, but it was great. It was adorable.
It was really
it was like
cute.
Both.
And then MC Lars said to Spongy the girl, "Oh, how do you what do you have to say about what he just said to you?" That's tight. That was her response. And then they skanked together.
Yep.
Oh my God.
It was amazing.
It was yeah. fantastic.
Yeah.
That's so really great.
I couldn't, you know, let it go. I had to mention that. That was pretty cute.
I'm glad you mentioned that because I would have let that slip away and forgot about it because that was great. I mean, so many great memories from VanFest. You know, look on Instagram, search for hashtag VanFest, same thing on Twitter. I mean, there's a lot of pictures out there. And yeah, just,
and go next year.
Go next year because, you know, if I'm still here on KGRG, which I don't see any reason why I wouldn't.
We're gonna kick you out.
But yeah, no, I mean, I will continue to hype the show. I said last year, it's like, regardless of what I'm doing with KGRG, I will always go to VanFest.
Oh, yeah.
As long as it's still a thing, I will always support it.
I hope
because
it's always a thing.
Shout out to Van for putting
yeah.
that on. That's
been doing
so cool.
It since I don't even know how long.
6 years, I think. Since when he was
yeah,
when he was 16, he, you know,
something like that. Because he's not all that older than y'all, right?
No, he's like
no.
20.
He's like the same
22?
Age as me, I think.
Wow.
Well,
maybe a little younger.
I don't know, something like that. He's he's young to yeah, have, yeah. you know, it's, a fest in his own name.
Absolutely. It's great. And if you're all interested in catching MC Lars, he will be coming back to town in November on Saturday the 19th. He's going to be playing at El Corazon along with one of the kings of nerdcore, MC Chris, along with Mega Ran.
And MC Lars, maybe, we were talking about it, maybe doing a guest appearance on The Buzz. Maybe happening. Not sure Whoa. Yet.
Possibly. So I sent him an email, and that show is on Saturday. So he may come up on the weekend, too, depending. Yeah. You awesome. Know, I extended him the offer. Like, we've done that before with, like, out-of-town artists.
Yeah.
Like, there was one time that, like, Trevbot and T2 basically took over Saturdays with Rob Lanterman and Janelle Christine from Boise, Idaho. And they were just on the air all day long. It was phenomenal. So if MC Lars wants to do that, that offer is open. It's fantastic.
Yeah. There's something we talked about.
Yep, very cool. So yeah, just keep close to your radio, and we'll let you know. Oh, and shout out to Dirty Dean.
Yeah,
I talked to him earlier, and he was like, "You don't dab," and I'm like, "Well, sorry," but anyway. So, oh man, I think that will about do it for us tonight. Mickey, have I left anything out?
I don't think so. I think you got everything.
I think I got everything and then some. So if you want to listen back to this episode or any of our past shows, check out our page in the on-demand section of KGRG.com and on the KGRG FM app. We're also on SoundCloud, where you can catch the entire Mike and Mickey After Dark legacy. all of our episodes are there. It's pretty sick. But for now, we are out, but keep it locked right here for more of Today's Rock on 89.9 KGRG FM. And come back next week for a thrilling all-new episode of Mike and Mickey After Dark, taking your late-night requests, giving you a little something extra every Monday night from 9 to midnight. Only on KGRG. So, closing out the night, I know I played a MC Lars song earlier, but I could not resist. I wanted to revisit one of the songs that I think of all of them, including when we did the Circle Pit during Hot Topic Is Not Punk Rock. I think my favorite song of the set, because again, just because of the amount of audience participation, I think we're going to learn about the Ballad of Hans Moleman.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hans Moleman.
Yeah. Do you guys remember what the hand signal is for Hans Moleman?
Yes. It's the upside down, west side.
It's Wu-Tang upside down.
Yeah.
Exactly. So feel free, you listening at home, to wave your arms, do the M, and just, you know, when he's talking about Moleman, Hans Moleman, because you can't keep Hans Moleman down, just wave your hands up in the air and wave them around like you just don't care. And then directly after that, we'll play Dial Tones by As It Is for Cool Guy Luke to close out the night. Say goodnight, guys.
Goodnight.
Goodnight. Goodnight.
This is Mike and Mickey After Dark. And until next time, make good choices.
Or don't. We're not really keeping track.
Good night.
And now, a poem by Hans Moleman. I think that I shall never see. My cataracts are blinding me.
Moleman, Hans Moleman, can't keep Hans Moleman down. Moleman, Hans Moleman, can't keep Hans Moleman down. Moleman, Hans Moleman, can't keep Hans Moleman down. Moleman, Hans Moleman, can't keep Hans Moleman down.
Hans Moleman is his name, aka Ralph. She's a stone cold player, already as if was mad jealous. When he dated Selma first, plus he's only 31. Drinking ruined his life, it's such a sad story, son. Got a knife in his cane and a fire in his loins. The indie movie star who took a football to the groin. Burns thought he was a leprechaun, drilled him in the head. Slept with Lars Ulrich's grandmother, then chilled with her in bed. He's more metal than Metallica, though that's not so hard. Homer drove him off a cliff, so impatient in his car. He was hauling Poe's house, just another day for Hans. But he's back on his feet, cause he's the mother flipping man. You know there's no escape from the Fortress of the Moles. He's been burnt, run over, buried, but he's still on a roll. He's been radiated, detonated, heartbroken twice. The Lazarus of Springfield always coming back to life. His name is
Moleman, Hans Moleman. You can't keep Hans Moleman down.
He's
the bad luck grind up 920 Oak Grove. Hipster glasses so thick and brown.
Moment, Hans Moment. You can't keep Hans Moment down.
Cause he's trying out for Pucci while he's waiting on his kidney. He's the talk of the whole darn town. Have you seen his green pants? Have you seen his new shirt? He wasn't yelling boo, he was yelling boo urns. Attacked by Roomba robots, gone anthropomorphic. He's part Droopy the dog and part Kenny McCormick. He was riding on his Harley on the cover of his bio. Crashing the planet Hype, yeah, he's been up there for a while. He was texting Homer, hit him, well, surprised he survived. He's twice as cool as Wheelhouse, though he can't really drive. Have you ever felt crushed by the weight of the planet? If you have, let me tell you that Hans Moment understands it. You've gotta get up, you've gotta put on your tie. Lace up your orthopedic shoes and look up at the sky and say, hey, solar race, today you won't burn me up. Keep that moment PMA, you can break out of that rut. Cause when you're stuck in the snow, when you're starting to turn purple, just remember Hans Moment when the wolves start to circle.
Moment, Hans Moment, you can't keep Hans Moment down.
Cause he's like cowabunga dudes with a skateboard in his hand. Hipster glasses so thick and round.
Moment, Hans Moment, you can't keep Hans Moment down.
In his iron lung, well, he's still dependable. He's the talk of the whole darn town.
This player was the mayor over 30 years ago.